Mr. Anderson, how are you?
I'm fine this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where in the world are you this morning?
Oh, I'm right here in Michigan.
Oh,
so
my,
happy,
oh my goodness. You're constantly traveling. Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, some alarming numbers came out regarding the economy last week, and I couldn't wait to get you on the phone and ask you, are we facing a double dip situation here when it looks like the economy is struggling?
The economy is definitely struggling, and we're definitely getting a warning about this. In particular, employment is not growing. I mean, that's easy to see around here in Michigan, where we still have double-digit unemployment. But for the rest of the country, employment's been very sluggish. Consumer expenditure is not growing. Investment, very sluggish. About the only thing that has been growing is government expenditures. And there are tax increases on the horizon now. The president has promised what he calls the end of the Bush tax cuts, or the end of the Bush tax cuts for the rich people, or for the wealthy. That's been a kind of a political description of this. There's also the AMT that's sitting out there waiting to come down on another portion of the middle class, and there are the health care tax increases that are out there, too. All these things are very, very frightening to private employers, and their general concern about the direction of the economy is clearly weighing heavily on them.
So if you had to get out your best prediction, what do you see happening in the last quarter of 2010?
Well, I've been looking around at what some other economists have been thinking in terms of the odds of a double-dip recession. That's generally the best way to talk about this. What's the risk that the economy would actually turn south again? And a lot of people are saying it's about 1 in 3, and I think they're about right. I think there's about a one-third chance that the U.S. economy slides back into a recession. Now, technically, you know, we came out of the recession, but we really didn't declare it was over. So when I say double-dip recession, I mean we're turning negative in terms of growth again. We see unemployment rate ticking up a bit. That's what I mean by a double-dip recession. I think there's at least a third chance of that happening.
I'm not asking you to speak for the Obama administration, but I would wonder what they may be thinking if they're going to allow all these tax increases to occur, because it's widely thought that when you have an economic slowdown like we have, and a situation where the job unemployment situation is so high, that increasing the taxes, especially to the folks who create jobs, is not a good thing. What do you think they're seeing this? What's their take on this?
Well, I mean, fortunately, to answer the question, we have the remarks very recently, the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, who was pretty explicit about this. He said that, you know, generally, very much a Keynesian idea that you should increase government spending, you should, you know, loosen the floodgates of monetary policy when you go into recession. That was clearly done under Obama, but it started under Bush. So there was some culpability or credit to be given to Republicans for a very expansionary fiscal and economic and monetary policy right at the time the recession occurred. Since then, the Obama administration policy has been very expansionary in terms of trying to send more money out in terms of government largesse, subsidies, stimulus funds, etc. But they've had this contradiction in terms of tax cuts, because their view is that people with higher income save some of their money, and their view is that that's bad for the economy, and that we need to get that money to people who will spend it. Now, this was made almost farcically explicit recently, where literally the Treasury Secretary said that it would be a bad idea for these folks who are identified as wealthy of having a tax cut or more taxable income, because they wouldn't be saving, or they would save it, they wouldn't spend it, and therefore it would be away from the economy. I will say that strikes private employers, and entrepreneurs, investors, and economists as a little bit crazy, and and threatening, because you have to have savings and investment if you're going to get new jobs. And just looking at the statistics, where we are still here now, 19% lower in terms of private investment than we were just 3 years ago. It's quite a bad situation for the U.S. economy. And if we are going to get new private sector jobs, you've got to have people who can make decisions, and those tend to be people who have some discretionary income or some savings. You have to encourage them to make the decision to hire and to invest. And that kind of rhetoric does not encourage people to hire or invest.
Well, before we let you go, Mr. Anderson, and I could spend an hour talking with you, but I guess I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. We have a difference in philosophy. It's thought that if you talk to people in business, if you make it fruitful for them to do business, they'll invest more in their business and hire more people. If you make it tougher for them, they'll hold on to their money and they won't hire people. And it's been thought that the Obama administration is leading us down the road where he wants government to run our lives, to run business and whatnot. Do you agree with that?
Well, certainly there's a debate about what the Obama administration wants to do, or I guess better said, how far they want to go. They clearly...
and let me make it clear, I don't want your personal thought on this, but I want you to think, you know, as a business guy, does it look like that's what he's trying to do? Does he want the government to have control of how we do business?
Well, there's no question that that's the case in the healthcare area. At least he campaigned on that. That was transparent. He wanted to have national health care, and he achieved that in terms of legislation, although it has not yet been implemented. In terms of the auto industry, I am not one that believes that they actually want to run the entire auto industry. I think Obama wants to get out of the auto industry, at least out of ownership. I do not extend that same view to the majority party in Congress, which clearly would like to have more influence on what kind of vehicles companies build, and you're going to see quite a battle over that going forward. But I think the evidence here is that in some cases, when people say the Obama administration wants to control what goes on in private business, they're correct. In the healthcare area, that's clearly correct. In most of the rest of the country, most of the rest of business, I don't think that it's their plan to be a socialist economy. I think that's an exaggeration of what their policy is.
Mr. Anderson, it's always a pleasure talking with you. We're going to try and set up a time where we can get you in studio for a little bit longer. I know you're quite busy. Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you this morning.